Am I in the air?
Do I have everybody's attention now? Do I have everybody's attention now?
Don, I got you.
Don, I do I have everybody's Sunday attention night. Now?
He put them cameras on me, then you must be willing to get that heart touch, this a must-see feeling. The news ain't good, then it must be villain. So I say a tag grounded, I don't trust these ceilings. Spread a crushing nose, and I'm on your air. Highest necks on the cloud, am I in the air? Sunday night's prime time, I flex my better. Voltron transform to DX Don, mega. And off scene, you probably think I'm nice, cause I flow like a stream to your wireless device. And the smoke full of steam on any given night, how short like a piece of any given slice. And for the latest and what is best about, I tune in and tune the rest out. Don, you gotta tell them, am I in the clear? Is this thing gone? Am I on the air? On the air?
All right. What is going down, everybody? Welcome back to another brand new edition of Am I on the Air? It's Tuesday night, so you know what it is, man. You come here and it's time once again to get caught up with all the latest and the greatest when it comes to entertainment news, television, movies, non-spoiler reviews. You come right here to Am I on the Air. My name is Don Mega. I'm your host. And yes, we are broadcasting live here on this Tuesday at the Red Dragons Radio Studios. It is May the 16th. And we're ready to break down the news. It is season 26, episode 18. Tonight's show is titled, Vengeance is a Mother. We're going to be talking the news from May 10th through today, May 16th. I would like to say happy Mother's Day to everybody out there, all the women in the world that listen to Am I on the Air. We thank you. We thank you so much for being the backbone of our families. Happy Mother's Day. Happy belated Mother's Day. It was this past Sunday. And I just want to give a little thanks. Give a little thanks to the moms out there. So tonight, Vengeance is a Mother. That's right. You heard what the show title is. We are going to talk the new Jennifer Lopez movie, The Mother, because it is Mother's Day. So why not, right? What a smart drop on Netflix's side. We're going to talk a couple different movies. We're going to talk a couple different TV shows, non-spoiler. And then, of course, we're going to get you caught up with the news of the week. So before we get into the reviews, did you listen to the spoiler review yet? Because it dropped. I teased y'all on last week's episode. I said, hey, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 spoiler review is incoming. And we put it out, baby. A couple days after we dropped last week's episode, it was last Wednesday, we went live on YouTube, on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/AmIOnTheAir. Make sure you subscribe. Click that little bell button so you know when new videos drop. We went live, me, Peeps, Friggins, and we did our Am I Still on the Air Guardians of the Galaxy spoiler review. Almost 2 hours worth of chalk goodness, talking all the things we loved about Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. Some nitpicking there from the other guys. I didn't have nothing negative to say. And of course, we do our big MCU updated countdown. It was a blast, man. Had so much fun talking that movie. So if you haven't checked out that spoiler review yet, make sure you do so. If you've seen the movie, what are you waiting for? It's available in two formats. You can check it out, like I said, in video form on our YouTube page, youtube.com/AmIOnTheAir. We also have a playlist on there. This is Am I Still on the Air? Make sure you click that. Check out all the other spoiler reviews. But if the podcast is your thing, right here on this same podcast feed, we have the audio version. So either way, audio, video, make sure you check it out. It was a blast. Okay, let's get into our reviews. Okay, I'm going to start. My first movie is the big theatrical release. I say big, but it bombed like a motherfucker. Is the new Robert Rodriguez film starring Ben Affleck. It's called Hypnotic. And I bet there's a big handful of people listening to this show right now that are like, what is Hypnotic? I've never heard of this movie. Where did it come from? And you're not alone. I'll just say that. You see, I'm really dialed in to all the movies, guys. As you know, right? Doing this show every single week, breaking down news week to week. I'm pretty in the know what's going on. About a month ago, a trailer drops for this movie, Hypnotic. And I'm like, what is this? I don't remember talking about this movie. I don't remember casting on this movie. I don't remember reading that Robert Rodriguez was making this movie. I don't remember Ben Affleck signing on to do this movie. Nothing. The trailer comes out. I'm like, okay, surprise me, right? This kind of harkened me back many, many, many moons ago to when the first John Wick trailer dropped. The first John Wick trailer dropped literally 30 days before the movie came out. And we're like, oh, it's a little cheesy Keanu Reeves action movie, whatever. We'll go check it out. And it was amazing. And here we are just a couple months ago with John Wick Chapter 4, right? So we see this trailer for Hypnotic. I'm like, yo, okay. Looks pretty interesting. Decent little trailer. Robert Rodriguez, great director. Ben Affleck. Okay, okay. We'll see. We'll see when this movie drops. And then last week, I'm looking to buy tickets to the movies. I'm like, okay, what's our big release of the weekend? What can I go see? And behold to me, Hypnotic had come out. And I was like, oh shit, Hypnotic came out? That's crazy, because I have not seen a single commercial. I've seen no advertising for this movie. But hey, I know what it is. I'm going to go check it out. So I went Friday night, actually with my brother. And we sat down to watch this movie, 10 o'clock at night. Not a other single body in this theater. It was literally just me and my brother. So we start watching this movie, and I'll tell you, this movie turned into a Mystery Science Theater 3000 showing, riff tracks where we're just making fun, and we're talking, and we're laughing, and we're cracking jokes, and I mean, it turned out to be a fun time between us, but at the end of the day, man, this movie was a big miss, a big, big miss. And it makes me wonder, you know, was this a favor movie? Because sometimes these actors will say how they had to do a favor for somebody, right? Somebody came through for them at some point in their career and they owe them one. And then it's like someone cashes in that and then here we are, right? Like somebody went to Robert Rodriguez and said, yo, remember all that money we gave you so you can make, you know, From Dusk Till Dawn, or you could go make Spy Kids, and now it's your turn to go make this movie. And he's like, shit, I guess I got to make it. And then he calls Ben Affleck, and Ben Affleck's like, dude, I don't want to do that shit. And he's like, yo, you owe me one. Remember when I introduced you to Jennifer Lopez? Now you're married to her, right? Okay, fine, I owe you one. I'll come do this movie. It didn't feel like a Robert Rodriguez film. It didn't feel shot like a Robert Rodriguez film. Ben Affleck, who I love, I am a big Ben Affleck fan. If you've been listening to me, you know he's my favorite Batman. I think he's incredible. I love most of the movies Ben Affleck does. I mean, he was incredible in Air just a couple months ago. He felt like he was sleepwalking through this movie. It seemed like he didn't want to be there. He didn't care. His acting was so wooden in this film. And you could just tell when an actor is connected to the source material they're doing and when they're not. And he was not in this, man. And, you know, and they tried to stack this thing. You got Alice Braga in here, William Fichtner, J.D. Pardo, Jeff Fahey pops up, Jackie Earle Haley pops up. So there's a decent amount of people that pop up in this thing. And the concept is interesting. There's moments in this movie where you're like, that's cool. But the story drags. The movie's an hour and a half long, which I was like, okay, that's pretty cool. You know how you know it's bad? When an hour and a half long movie, you're sitting there being like, dude, this feels like it's been on for 3 hours. This movie is dragging. And at the end of the day, it just doesn't really pay off, guys. So I hate to say it, but Hypnotic is 2 out of 5 stars. It was just okay at best. Now, at the box office, you know, I know I'm jumping ahead a little bit because, you know, I want to connect the dots here. I always talk box office after the reviews, but Hypnotic, it did come out in the top 10. It was number 6, but it made $2.3 million. $2.3 million, which is the worst debut ever for Robert Rodriguez and for Ben Affleck's careers. Now, I was wondering, is it just me? So I went on Twitter and I looked at several articles that talked about what a bomb this movie was. And I shit you not, if there's 50 comments, 47 of them were like, what is this movie? I've never heard of this movie. I've never seen a commercial for this movie. I had no idea this movie existed. And that was the general consensus. So when you see articles saying this movie flopped, this movie was a bomb, you know, it's not really the movie's fault. It's the marketing department, right? And there is a deeper story here that the studio, I guess they had filmed this movie maybe a year or two ago, and the studio that financed it went bankrupt, and there was no money to do marketing. Another studio came in and bought the rights to it just to be able to put it out and try to get some money back. But it sounded like the studio went bankrupt, and that was why there was really no marketing for this thing, and we hadn't even seen the trailer till, you know, a month ago. So take that for what it is. I mean, some people liked the movie, but I didn't. My brother didn't. It felt like a lost cause. Like I said, it's not horrible. You can sit through it. It's got good ideas. It's just the acting's so wooden, the story's so wooden, that it just never pays off. So, like I said, 2 out of 5 stars for Hypnotic. My next movie is funny because it's Ben Affleck's wife's new movie. So we have a new Ben Affleck movie and a new Jennifer Lopez movie. So J-Lo's new movie is The Mother. And this one here is a Netflix exclusive. This one dropped exclusively on Netflix. You got Jennifer Lopez. You got Joseph Fiennes. You got Amari Hardwick, Gael Garcia Bernal. I love the trailer to this movie. I actually put a quick bite out of my review for this movie last week because I actually got to see the movie early. I saw it a week early, but because of an embargo, I couldn't talk about it. And you always wonder about these embargoes, right? When you can't talk about something till like the day before or the day it drops. And that was the fact of The Mother. So I had to put out an Am I on the Air quick bite just to talk about it. But now we're here, so I'll talk about it again. This one here is about a deadly female assassin who comes out of hiding to protect the daughter that she gave up years before while on the run from dangerous men. So yeah, she's an assassin. The movie starts with her being pregnant. She's trying to go undercover. She's trying to go kind of witness protection so she could have this baby. She has the baby, but because of her job, they take the baby from her, put her into another family, and she kind of watches from afar, right? And then, of course, in typical movie fashion, the bad guys catch up. They find out about the kid. They go to get the kid. She has to come in and be the protective mama that she is. Here's what I'm going to say about The Mother. I did not enjoy this movie either. So straight out the gate, I'm going to tell you this is a 2 out of 5 star movie for me as well. I didn't care for this one at all. But what I will say on a positive note is some of the action is really good. I thought Jennifer Lopez was very, very good in this movie. She has some big moments. And you feel her. You feel her being this protective mom that's looking out for a kid and trying to do what's best. So I give her an A+. I give some of the action an A+. But overall, the movie just falls flat for me. I thought the villain sucked. I thought the whole story sucked. And at the end of the day, I just didn't care for it very much. So I would give The Mother 2 out of 5 stars. And then lastly, I saw Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 again. This time I went to see it in the Prime Theater in 3D. Now, what I'll say is the 3D didn't really do anything, so I'm not going to recommend that. But I still say to watch it in the biggest theater possible that you can, right? IMAX, Prime, XD, stuff like that, that you can, you know, Screen X, things that you can really soak it in with. I love this movie. You know, if you listen to our spoiler review, I gave it 5 stars. Even on last week's episode, when I did the non-spoiler review, 5 stars. I love this film so much. And watching it a second time, I had such appreciation for the characters and the story and everything that went down. So just love it, love it, love it. And very happy that I got to see it again for a second time. So there's your 3 big movies that are in theaters right now. Well, 2 are in theaters right now. 1 is at home. So once again, Hypnotic now playing 2 out of 5 stars. The Mother now streaming on Netflix, 2 out of 5 stars. And Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, 5 out of 5 stars. Switching on over to television, the new show of the week that I checked out is Bupkis. Bupkis is the new show starring Pete Davidson, where basically it's his life story, but he's playing a fictional version of himself that has some real life connections, but it's a little bit more far-fetched, right? You know, you've seen characters before play like these heightened versions of themselves, and that's what Bupkis is, right? The term Bupkis is like, you know, it's Bupkis, it's nonsense, right? But this is an 8-episode series. It's on Peacock. All episodes dropped, so I watched all eight, and I dug the show, man. I dug it. It's really funny. Every episode kind of has its own theme. Some are better than others, but at the end of the day, I thought it was a pretty solid show, man. Executive produced by Lorne Michaels from SNL as well. A lot of great cameos in it, so I would give it a thumbs up and tell you you should check it out, especially if you like Pete Davidson and you like his humor. Definitely check it out. So that's Bupkis over on Peacock. And then check out Titans, guys. I love Titans over on HBO Max. Titans just had its series finale, right? So not only the finale for season 4, but a series finale. They wrapped it up. And it was sad, man. It was sad to say goodbye to all these characters because I love the show and would have liked to have seen it continue, but it is the end. So if you've missed Titans or you missed this season or anything, all episodes are now streaming over on HBO Max. Make sure you check that out. Titans season 4 and series finale now streaming. And just a little tease, I started watching FUBAR. FUBAR is the new action comedy show that is going to be hitting Netflix later this month. Starring Arnold Schwarzenegger. Got my hands on some advanced hotness and just started it. Just watched episode 1. Can't tell you about it though. Again, under embargo. I just wanted to tease you and let you know I'm watching it. So when I can drop the review, hopefully I'll be able to talk about the season as a whole. So just laying that out there for FUBAR, the new Arnold Schwarzenegger show coming out later this month. All right. So that's what I got there to recap. Again, The Mother is on Netflix, 2 out of 5 stars. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 in theaters, number 1, baby, 5 out of 5 stars. Hypnotic in theaters, 2 out of 5 stars. Bupkis over on Peacock. Titans, series finale over on HBO Max. Okay, let's talk box office. Coming in number 10, it's Dungeons & Dragons, Honor Among Thieves, which, by the way, hit Paramount Plus today. So if you want to watch it again without buying it, check it out on Paramount Plus. Number 9 is Air, which, by the way, is on Prime Video now. Number 8 is Love Again. Number 7, John Wick Chapter 4. Number 6, Hypnotic, like we just talked about. Number 5, Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret. Number 4, Evil Dead Rise. Number 3, Book Club, The Next Chapter. Number 2, Super Mario Brothers Movie, which, by the way, hit VOD today. So you can buy or rent it at home, Super Mario Brothers Movie at number 2. And number 1, once again, was Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, bringing in another $64 million with a very small 46% drop from week 1 to week 2, one of the lowest ever for an MCU film. So a lot of people, the great word of mouth is getting around and people are going back for seconds and thirds, and it's pretty awesome to see. So congratulations there to Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. All right, guys, with that stuff out the way, let's get into our news of the week. Got a lot of TV stuff to talk about, a lot of, you know, renewals, cancellations, things like that. And we're going to start off with Fantasy Island, which is the latest casualty over at Fox. It has been canceled after 2 seasons. I did watch season 1. I watched probably almost half of season 2. I'm way behind. It's kind of a background show. I didn't mind it, but I didn't love it either. So, but it is a background show, but it is canceled. So now I have the dilemma. Do I finish the season or do I stop? We'll have to see on that. But Fantasy Island has been stopped, as it's been canceled after 2 seasons over on Fox. CBS has ordered 3 shows to series for their 2023 to 2024 season: Matlock, Elsbeth, and Papa's House. So those are some shows that are coming, and some trailers have dropped for those if you want to look those up over online. Robert Rodriguez confirms that sequel talk is happening with James Cameron and John Landau to do Alita Battle Angel 2. We keep hearing this tease. I just want confirmation because I love Alita and I want to see that sequel. So fingers crossed here. Sarah Snook stars in a new psychological thriller as a single mother who grows increasingly unsettled by her daughter's claims to have memories of another life. The new movie is called Run Rabbit Run and it premieres on June 28th on Netflix. Alrighty. Let's see here. Freaky Friday 2. Did you ever think you'd hear that term? Freaky Friday 2 is in the works over at Disney, with Lindsay Lohan and Jamie Lee Curtis expected to reprise their roles. And yeah, so the one of the writers from The Blacklist is actually penning the script right now. So we'll see if we're going to get officially another body swap. Disney CEO Bob Iger has said that the company will soon launch a one-app experience in the U.S. that will incorporate Hulu content into Disney+. The new combined offering will launch by the end of 2023. So yeah, Disney+ and Hulu looking to merge into one app. Now, they're saying that the apps will remain separate as well, too. So you don't have to have both, right? You could subscribe to Disney Plus or you could subscribe to Hulu. But if you have both, you can have it in one app, which sounds pretty cool to me, man. Like, I have both Disney Plus and Hulu. So if you want to save me some time and keep me in one app, I think it's a positive experience. So very cool there and makes sense. The CW has acquired the new Canadian sitcom Run the Burbs, which is from Kim's Convenience alum Andrew Fung. I think I want to check this out because Andrew Fung is hilarious on Kim's Convenience. And if this is his new show, which Kim's Convenience was a Canadian sitcom. So if he's kind of doing this thing now, that makes me excited. I think I might check that out. Animal Control has been renewed for season two over at Fox. Kind of shocked about this one. I watch Animal Control and it's another one of these comedies that I like, I don't love, but I was like, if it got canceled, I wouldn't be bummed. You know what I mean? But I don't mind having it on the background as well, too. So this is the Joel McHale comedy. It's decent. It's decent. But congratulations, man. That's awesome to see it get picked up for a season two. Danny McBride's The Righteous Gemstones will finally be returning for season three over on Max on June 18th. This gets me super excited. The Righteous Gemstones is one of the best shows on television right now. It's been a long time. We've been waiting for this season three. So glad to hear it's coming on June 18th. CBS is moving CSI Vegas to Sundays at 10 p.m. And we also have the full 2023 schedule if you want to dig in and see that. Jim Caviezel is going to do a new human trafficking thriller called Sound of Freedom. And the first trailer has just dropped for that. So check that out if you're interested. Next Level Chef has been renewed for two more seasons over at Fox. You go, Gordon Ramsay. That's pretty awesome there. The Winchesters and Kung Fu have both been canceled over at the CW. So yeah, CW laying the axe down on more shows. So the Winchesters and Kung Fu both canceled over at CW. John Travolta and Katherine Heigl will star in a new upcoming rom-com called That's Amore. We have the trailer for Reality, which is Sydney Sweeney at playing a whistleblower reality winner in HBO's new riveting docudrama. Sydney Sweeney stars in Reality as reality winner, a whistleblower who shared classified documents about the 2016 presidential election. I don't know about this story, but I watched the trailer and I'm super intrigued. So I'll definitely be watching this one when it hits Max. Paul Walker's daughter, Meadow, will cameo in Fast X. She's very happy to honor her father's legacy. So very, very cool there that they're going full circle with that. Black Mirror season six episode details. We posted that up on our Twitter page. So check that out if you'd like to know more about that. The new Blumhouse film Imaginary has set a 2024 release date for the upcoming Blumhouse movie. Andor season two, Tony Gilroy has stopped working on the show due to the writer's strike. So that show has also been shut down. Beetlejuice 2 has officially added Monica Bellucci and Justin Theroux to the cast. It's funny to see how many people are so excited that Beetlejuice 2 is coming. So strap on in, man. I'm glad to see that they're pumping that one up. We have the season 7 trailer for Outlander, which is, of course, coming soon to Stars. We have the season 2 trailer for Human Resources, which, of course, is the Big Mouth spinoff coming to Netflix. So check that out. We have the trailer for The Walking Dead, Dead City, which is the Maggie and Negan spinoff of The Walking Dead. So check that out. Coming to AMC and AMC Plus on June 18th. We have the teaser trailer for Foundation, which is the sci-fi show that's on Apple TV Plus. And yes, season two is coming. I never finished season one. I was so excited about this show, and I was really let down with season one. We'll see. Now that season two is coming, maybe I'll jump back in, try to finish it, and move on to season two. We'll have to wait and see, man. My queue is very deep and long. We have the teaser trailer for Poor Things, which is a new sci-fi kind of horror movie that stars Emma Stone in a Frankenstein movie. Very interesting here, man. So definitely be checking that one out. We have the trailer for God is a Bullet, which is Nicolaj Coster and Jamie Foxx's new upcoming movie. My Big Fat Greek Wedding 3 has dropped its first trailer. So a lot of trailers, guys. Make sure you check these out. And the trailers continue because we have the trailer for The Crowded Room, which is Tom Holland's new Apple TV Plus drama. I loved this trailer, man. I told you, Apple TV Plus is killing it. And this trailer was fantastic, dude. Tom Holland in a totally different light. I am down for this one here, man. So coming soon, it is an upcoming limited drama thriller starring Tom Holland. So I think that comes out this summer. Adam Sandler has a new Netflix movie coming called You Are So Not Invited to My Bar Mitzvah. And that's going to be coming this summer to Netflix. We found out that Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse will have a cliffhanger ending, which I kind of expected because it is part one of a two-part movie. So that kind of makes sense, but now we know for sure it is going to have a cliffhanger ending. The wait for Heels season 2 is almost over. God, this has been so long since we saw Heels season 1. It is a very long wait. Season 2 of the series starring Stephen Amell and Alexander Ludwig will premiere on Friday, July 28th over on Stars. This is crazy, man. Season 1 was back in 2021, and we're not getting season 2 until July of 2023. I don't understand what the delay was. They finished filming this thing a long time ago. I'll never understand why some of these TV channels do what they do when it comes to release dates. Remember when you used to get another season within like 6 months? Now it's like a year, 2 years. It's the only downside to these streamers, man. They just don't have, they don't have the patience like we do. Like they're just like, la, 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 you'll get it when you get it. The CW has acquired Leah Thompson's new drama, The Spencer Sisters. So a lot of acquisitions over in the CW. Jeopardy twist, Mayim Bialik is leaving season 39 early due to the writer's strike, and Ken Jennings is set to replace her. Good Omens sets its long-awaited return. Season 2 is coming this summer over on Prime Video. Let's see here. Alaska Daily and Big Sky, along with The Company You Keep, have all been canceled at ABC. I did not watch Alaska Daily or The Company You Keep. I almost started The Company You Keep, and I was like, I'm gonna wait and see what people say, and then I didn't hear nobody say nothing, and now it's canceled. I did watch Big Sky, however, so I'm a little bummed that one got canceled, but not heartbroken. I wasn't super in love with it, but it was a good show that I enjoyed. So yeah, so Alaska Daily, Big Sky, and The Company You Keep all canceled over at ABC. Some early word on Fast X, which drops this Friday, is that it is a visual spectacle. It is stupidly entertaining, and just it is fire. I've seen a lot of positive stuff coming out of here. A couple of our guys over at the Pop Culture Pros have already watched it. They said the movie was straight fire. They said it was amazing. They said that there's some incredible action, that it's a good return to form, which a lot of us were looking for. You know, a lot of people were really bummed out about Fast 9. It sounds like Fast X really put us where we needed to be, and I'm super stoked. I already have my IMAX tickets for this Thursday on the preview night, and very, very excited to jump into Fast X, which Vin Diesel also kind of let it slip at the press at the premiere for this movie. He was saying that, because you know, a lot of you know that Fast X is supposed to be a two-parter, right? That we have Fast X, and then there was supposed to be, you know, an 11th movie that was going to wrap things up, which they said at CinemaCon it was going to be Fast X Part 2. So Vin Diesel was doing press at the premiere, and he said, you know, the studio loved this movie so much that they came to me and said, would you think about making it a trilogy? And now it seems like that's what he wants to do. So maybe the movie's not going to end at 11 and we're going to end at 12 after Fast X Part 3. So get ready for that. Strap on in. Fasten your seatbelts as we get ready for that. So Mel Gibson is set to direct a new suspense film called Flight Risk that will star Mark Wahlberg. Universal's upcoming monster thriller directed by Scream and Scream 6 filmmakers Radio Silence have added to its buzzy cast, with Catherine Newton, Angus Cloud, and Will Catlett all signing on for the film. Jamie Foxx's daughter says that he is out of the hospital. So good news there for Jamie Foxx that he is no longer hospitalized. That is awesome to hear. So yeah, very cool there. Lopez versus Lopez has been renewed for a second season over at NBC. This is another guilty pleasure show of mine. I don't know. It's not that great of a show, but I enjoy watching it for some reason. It just puts a smile on my face. So congratulations, Lopez versus Lopez. But not such good news for Lockwood and Co., which has been canceled after just one season over on Netflix. So no Lockwood and Company moving forward. Courtney B. Vance's thriller, 61st Street, has landed over at the CW, another acquisition over there. A new Safdie Brothers movie is starting to be put together, and they've already added Steve Harvey to the cast. So there you go there. We have an article up talking about the post-credit scene for Fast X. Featuring some really crazy stuff. I won't say, but read the article if you want to be spoiled. If not, just go watch the movie and enjoy it like you should. Michael Cera has joined Wes Anderson's next movie. Beetlejuice 2 cast, again, William Dafoe has joined the cast. So another nice little addition there. Johnny Depp has added Al Pacino to his new Amadeo Modigliani biopic. So there you go. Star Wars Skeleton Crew cast has added Jaleel White. Congratulations, Urkel, coming in for Star Wars, baby. That's awesome right there. Disney Plus is set to remove some content from its streaming platform. No shocker here. In the last year, you've seen HBO Max and some others really start purging stuff that people don't watch. So then they can sell it to things like Pluto and Freevee, you know, things like that, Tubi, and make money when they can air it with ads. So, you know, it makes a business sense there. The Last of Us Season 2 has also been delayed due to the writer's strike there. Idris Elba is set to star in and direct a new action thriller called Infernus. Paris Has Fallen, Gerard Butler's Has Fallen franchise, is set to be adapted into a TV series. That's right. So it doesn't look like Gerard Butler is going to be in it. It is going to be a spinoff in the same universe. It's going to be kind of the same concept. But this one's going to take place in Paris. Yeah, so there you go. TV. We'll see where that show ends up landing if they do end up making it. Transplant has been picked up for two more seasons over on NBC. It is a Canadian medical drama that they have. NBC has revived Password for season two. Let's see here. David Tennant back as Doctor Who. That's right. The new Doctor Who trailer has dropped, so check that out. Book Club, the next chapter. We talked about in the box office there. It only made $7 million, which, you know, the first movie made 13.5 in its debut back in 2018. So not a lot of people turned back out for the second one here, which is, you know, it's unfortunate. Nobody wanted to join the book club. Star Wars New Republic main villain has been confirmed by Dave Filoni, so check that out if you'd like to know more. You can watch live TV and on-demand titles for free with Sling Free Stream. That's right. I personally actually have Sling. I have the paid package. I don't have the free stream. But Sling is awesome, man. So I just wanted to shout that out. Make sure that you check that out. I mean, there's a lot of free content there that you don't even have to put a credit card on file to get. So check out the free stream over on Sling. We have an article up called Searching for Superman. Casting for Superman Legacy is hitting a crucial phase with a short list bubbling up for roles of Clark Kent, Lois Lane, and even Lex Luthor. So check out that article if you would like to see the names that are being tossed around. Now, James Gunn will not comment on any of this, so we'll leave that all in the rumor mill for now until he confirms something. So check that out if you like. Daisy Ridley is set to lead a new action thriller movie called The Cleaner. Early Exorcist believer reactions from test screenings are not promising. Not hearing good things about this new Exorcist, which is from David Gordon Green, who did the Halloween trilogy, which started off strong and then kind of dropped off through parts two and part three. And this new Exorcist is supposed to be a trilogy, so we're not off to a strong start. Andrew Garfield, along with Florence Pugh, are set to star in a new love story from the director of Brooklyn. James Cameron's blockbuster Avatar: The Way of Water will hit both Disney Plus and Max on June 7th. That's right. It's going to hit Max and Disney Plus, two rival streamers on the same day. So there you go, man. Only Avatar could pull that off. June 7th, baby. I already bought mine on Vudu, so I don't need to watch it on streaming. But for the rest of you that have been waiting, there you go. We have the trailer for season 2 of The Bear, so make sure you check that out. We have another trailer for Based on a True Story, which is Kaley Cuoco and Chris Messina are definitely obsessed with murder in the upcoming Peacock show Based on a True Story, so check that out there. Reba McEntire is joining The Voice as a coach for season 24. That's awesome. Get ready to say goodbye to Archer. The beloved animated series is ending with season 14. Reservoir Dogs Season 3 will premiere on August 2nd over at Hulu. Welcome back, Raylan Givens. That's right, Justified City Primeval will debut on July 18th over on FX. What We Do in the Shadows Season 5 will debut on July 13th over on FX. So lots of good stuff coming this summer, and of course the stuff will stream the next day over on Hulu. Jamie Foxx and Corinne Foxx are set to host a new Fox Music game show. That's called We Are Family, and it's slated to premiere in 2024. Viggo Mortensen, Shia LaBeouf, Courtney Love have boarded David Marnett's new JFK thriller, Assassination. John Travolta and Al Pacino are in that as well. Vice Media has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Dave Bautista has joined J.J. Perry's next movie, The Killer's Game, which is supposed to be a action comedy. So I'm down, man. Love me some Bautista. You know that. So I'm there for it. Let's see. Jackie Chan set to star in an action sequel to The Myth. It'll be called A Legend. So there you go. I don't even remember that movie, but he's doing a sequel. Nurse Jackie and Weeds sequel series are in development over at Showtime, supposedly with the original stars. So more news to come on that. Megan Best stars in an alligator horror movie from 47 Meters Down producers called The Bayou. We have the final extended trailer for Fast X. This thing's over 4 minutes long. I don't know why they put it out this week when the movie comes out in like 3 days. But of course I watched it, but you make sure you can check it out if you like, or just wait for the movie to come out. I'm so excited about this news, man. 9 years after Gordon Ramsay quit this show and said no more, Kitchen Nightmares is coming back, baby. That's right. Fox has renewed Kitchen Nightmares 9 years after Gordon Ramsay called it quits. This was my favorite Gordon Ramsay show. I watch all the Gordon Ramsay stuff. I don't watch a lot of cooking shows, but if Gordon Ramsay does it, I'm in. And Kitchen Nightmares was my favorite. I loved it. I loved him going into restaurants that were effed up and just ripping them apart and making them better. And I'm so excited to hear that Kitchen Nightmares is coming back. Yes, yes, and more yes. Let's do it. Flamin' Hot, baby. I've seen people think this movie is fake. It is not. This is the true story about Hot Cheetos. Flamin' Hot, directed by Evan Longoria, is going to be streaming June 9th on Hulu and Disney Plus. So either or streamer, you're going to get to watch it both. We have the trailer. Make sure you check it out. It is the inspiring true story of Richard Montanez, the janitor who created the iconic Flamin' Hot Cheetos. Flamin' Hot, the movie, directed by Evan Longoria, like I said, will start streaming June 9th on Hulu and Disney Plus. We have the trailer for Five Nights at Freddy's. This is the first teaser trailer for it. This looks awesome as well too. It comes out October 27th, and it's going to be day and date, so it'll be in theaters and streaming on Peacock. All right, Marvel finally gave us some news on its next couple Disney Plus shows. We knew we were supposed to get later this year Loki season 2 and Echo. We already know Secret Invasion comes out next month in June. And finally, Kevin Feige announced the release dates. So up first is Loki season 2. It will hit Disney Plus on October 6th. And then they're going to do something interesting. Because literally a month later, at the end of November, Echo will drop, November 29th. And the thing with Echo is it's not going to be a weekly release like all the other Disney Plus shows. Echo will drop all episodes on November 29th. So not sure why they're doing it that way. It makes me feel like they don't like the show and that it's not very good and they just want to dump it all. So by the time people finish watching it and then bitch about it, it's like, whatever, it's already done, right? If it was a week-to-week show, maybe it gives them too much time to bitch about how shitty each week's episode is. I don't want to talk smack. I'm hoping it's Marvel. It'll come out good, especially when you hear the rumors that like Kingpin's going to be in it, Daredevil, stuff like that. We got to hope for the best, but it's kind of interesting. Out of all the Disney Plus shows, they've all been weekly. They've never done a full binge drop, and they're going to do that with Echo. So once again, Loki season 2 on October 6th, and Echo the full season. Loki will be week by week, and then Echo on November 29th. So there you go. Hulu has extended the Kardashians multi-season deal with 20 more episodes. The movie Pearl from T-West, the sequel to X, is hitting Showtime today. So Tuesday, May 16th, today, it's available to stream on Showtime. For those of you looking to watch that, Jennifer Lopez hits another high note with her latest film as The Mother has become Netflix's biggest opening for a film in 2023 so far. So congratulations, man. That's massive right there. Good for J-Lo. She is the queen of streaming right now because Shotgun Wedding did really good for Amazon Prime. Marry Me did really well for Peacock last year. So she's on a roll, man. Even though I didn't care for the movie very much, congratulations. I still think it's awesome. I still love you, J-Lo. New seasons of American Idol and The Conners are coming to ABC, so there you go there. ABC has ordered High Potential, which is starring Caitlin Olsen. So there you go, Caitlin Olsen from It's Always Sunny. I really like her, and I'm glad that she's getting opportunities to do other stuff outside of Always Sunny. The Beanie Bubble is a new show or a new movie. Apple has dropped the new Beanie Bubble photos from the upcoming film about the story behind the Beanie Baby toys from the 90s. So that's going to be coming to Apple TV Plus. Jennifer Coolidge, along with Brian Cox, have joined the new crime comedy movie Riff Raff. 1001 is coming to Peacock. Focus Features recently released drama film. I never even heard of 1001, but I guess it's coming to streaming very soon on Peacock. We got some MCU set photos from Captain America New World Order. You could check that out, and it actually shows a new suit for Cap right here, which looks pretty cool. The Mandalorian season 4 is likely to be delayed due to the writer strike. Joe Pickett season 2 trailer coming for the Paramount Plus show. So check that out if you're interested there. I never even heard of Joe Pickett. So some of these shows come out of nowhere and I'm like, what the hell is that? Elle Fanning has joined Timothée Chalamet in the new Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown. We have the new Haunted Mansion trailer, so check that out. In all the Indiana Jones movies, along with the Adventures of Young Indiana Jones, are going to be streaming on Disney Plus later this month. I'm actually very shocked that this stuff is not already on Disney Plus. I had no idea. So very cool it's coming there. Chiwetel Ejiofor is officially joining Tom Hardy in Venom 3. Yes, Eddie. I love it. I don't know if he's going to be the villain. We don't know what's up, but we love Chiwetel Ejiofor, and he's going to be a great addition there. We have an article up with Rick Roman Waugh revealing plot details for his upcoming sequel for Sylvester Stallone's Cliffhanger 2. Of course, he's the director of it, so check that out if you'd like to know more. Jeff Wadlow is set to direct a new shark thriller set in underwater caverns called The Devil's Mouth. We got an article up with Arnold Schwarzenegger getting blunt on the Terminator franchise and blaming Jason Reitman for stopping the twin sequels. So check that out if you'd like to know more. Iko Uwais has joined Isa Gonzalez and Aaron Paul in a new sci-fi thriller called Ash. We have the full trailer for Extraction 2. Chris Hemsworth, of course, back as Tyler Rake. It's directed by Sam Hargrave and producers Joe and Anthony Russo return in the action-packed sequel. This will be hitting Netflix on June 16th. We not only have the trailer, but we have three posters. I love this trailer. I liked Extraction a lot, the first one, but this one looks incredible. What a trailer, man. The action in this movie looks insane. And supposedly this movie is going to have a 21-minute one-shot action scene. Oh my God, dude, that's going to be insane. And I'm ready for it. So June 16th, let's go. Chris Hemsworth, Extraction 2. We have the trailer for Nancy Drew for her final season. So check that out there. Only Murders in the Building season 3 is going to be coming to Hulu in August. So we have the official date there. We have the poster for Five Nights at Freddy's once again coming in theaters and Peacock on October 27th. And that, I think, yep, that's it. That's what we got, guys. So coming in right around that 45-minute mark, wrapping things up. So thank you so much once again for listening. I really appreciate it. And I thank you for always joining me and getting caught up. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you feel more knowledge. And once again, if you like to read any more deep into these articles, you want to watch all these trailers, it's the socials, baby. Twitter.com/AmIOnTheAir. Follow on Twitter at AmIOnTheAir. Follow me on Twitter at DXDonMega. Check out, it's all on the Facebook page as well. Facebook.com/AmIOnTheAir. AmIOnTheAir.com is the official webpage. Make sure you bookmark that. Share the show out to all your friends and family, all your social medias. I'd really appreciate any plugs. Make sure you subscribe to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Google Podcast. We're everywhere, so make sure you subscribe where you like. Make sure you also follow us on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. Just search Am I on the Air. Check out our video reviews that I put up on our TikTok and share over to our Instagram as well, too. I do 60-second quick movie thoughts whenever we check something new out, so it's pretty cool to do those videos there, so make sure you like that. And shout out to our great affiliates, RedDragonsRadio.com and Pop Culture Pros. So make sure you follow on Twitter at RedDragonsRadio and Pop_Culture_Pros. And that'll do it for me on this Tuesday, May the 16th. Like I said, we'll be checking out Fast X this Thursday night. So next week, we'll really be breaking that one down. And hey, man, if everybody enjoys it or wants to talk about it, maybe we'll do an Am I Still on the Air for it, right? I'm always down to join the family and talk about some cars. All right, that'll do it. Let's get on out of here. I hope y'all have an amazing week. Take care of yourselves and each other. And until next time, y'all. Peace.
Bye, everybody. Thank you for listening. Red Dragons! Red Dragons!